He's an actor with a more than half-century-long career, which spans everything from movies like El Dorado, where he co-starred with John Wayne, to the comedy Elf, in which he played Santa in the film headlined by Will Ferrell. But actor Ed Asner is perhaps best known as the gruff TV news director who was boss to producer Mary Richards in the classic sitcom The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk!
Asner is being honored this weekend with the Ojai Film Festival's Lifetime Achievement Award. The 87-year-old decided he wanted to be an actor when he was in college. He dropped out of school and worked at an auto assembly plant before he started to do stage work in Chicago and New York.
I kept working my way up, keep pounding the nails, and I eventually got better and better roles.
He appeared in a number of movies and TV series, including The Fugitive and the original Hawaii Five-O. But then he was asked to audition for a new sitcom being developed. It was The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
They brought me in for a reading. I was insecure about comedy in those days. They had me read, and after I finished, Jim Brooks said, well, that was a very intelligent reading. And I knew by the subtext that it wasn't a funny reading.
Asner says he knew he had to do something if he was going to have a shot at the role.
They said, when we have you back to read with Mary... that was a good response. We want you to read it wild, crazy, wiggy, nuts. I said, why don't you let me try it that way now? And if I can't do it, don't have me back. I've never talked that way before or since. It took them by surprise, but they said, go ahead. So I read it like a maniac. They laughed their asses off. They said, read it just like that when you come back to read with Mary. I did that. After I left, Mary turned to them and said, are you sure? And their response was, that's your Lou Grant.
It led to an incredible run as Lou Grant on the hit sitcom, along with 2 Emmys and 2 Golden Globes. He also took some dramatic roles during that period on the miniseries Roots and Rich Man, Poor Man. Then CBS did something very unusual. They took his character Lou Grant and moved him to Los Angeles, where he played the city editor of a Los Angeles newspaper in a drama.
Lou, have I got a story for you. It's so neat, it's so perfect. It's got a little bit of everything.
Take it easy, Rossi. On a day like today, you don't need a hard sell.
The show, called Lou Grant, clicked with viewers and critics. He received 5 Golden Globe nominations for the show and 2 wins and 5 Emmy nominations and 2 more Emmys. With a total of 17 nominations and 7 wins, Asner has more nighttime Emmys than any other man in television history.
What did you say the 7th time up there? I mean, after winning so many.
Got easier each time.
And Asner got the unusual chance to play the same character twice, decades apart. In 1975, he played a smuggler on Hawaii Five-O who was caught and convicted. Then in 2011, he played the same character in the show's remake, with the smuggler just getting freed after decades in prison.
Well, it was marvelous. It was marvelous to see the footage being used from 37 years earlier to tie it into the present, which then led into my suicide. I think it all fit perfectly.
The actor says the fun thing about his career is that while older people know him for things like The Mary Tyler Moore Show, their kids and grandkids recognize him from the comedy Elf and as a character in the Disney animated movie Up.
Are you in need of any assistance today, sir?
No.
I could help you cross the street.
No.
I could help you cross your yard.
No.
Well, I gotta help you cross something.
No, I'm doing fine.
Ed Asner will be honored as part of the 2017 Ojai Film Festival, which runs November 2nd through 12th. He'll be presented with the festival's Lifetime Achievement Award this Saturday afternoon at the Ojai Arts Center. Asner's latest film, the action comedy Invino, will be shown, and there will be a question and answer session with the actor. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.